The Association for Service Disabled Veterans estimates that out of more than 26 million veterans, 2 million are service disabled. Eugene Tony works out of the Pentagon for the U.S. Air Force and said that Cyber Command might be an ideal venue for service disabled vets looking for work.
A good partner if you're in the intelligence world. You know, you're looking for people with top secret clearances, and, you know, I don't think somebody with PTSD is going to get a top secret clearance. So, you know, although they're good people to, you know, get employees from or whatever, I don't think that would be a good, you know, avenue for you. You know, in the Air Force, the best place is to look for where our cyber command is.
Eugene Tony said that a federal initiative called Ability One employs more than 50,000 disabled people and that they are a good source for service disabled veterans seeking employment. But he said that not all jobs are best suited for service disabled vets, such as duties that require a top secret clearance.
You know, they might, you never know, they might just get off their meds and tell people things they shouldn't. So it's, you know, it's kind of a privilege to get that kind of a clearance. It's not a right. And, you know, that might not be the best fit for a person with post-traumatic stress disorder. And you know, that's not the end of the world, because there's a lot of jobs that don't require that kind of clearance. They might be able to get a secret clearance and be able to perform the job.
Overall, veterans unemployment has dropped slightly over the last year, but many soldiers who have served since 2001 are facing a 1.1% increase in unemployment from 2010 to 2011. Tony said that several IT program managers from the Veterans Administration will be looking at companies for potential contracts. Brian Book is a service-disabled Army veteran, and he is looking for ways to promote his IT architecture company.
One of the projects that the VA is working on right now is electronic health records, which is in partnership with the DOD. And the goal there is to allow the DOD record systems to talk and exchange information with the VA's record systems. So that would allow them to more effectively and efficiently transfer information from one department to another, specifically when a soldier transitions from the military to a veteran, that his information can very easily and effectively be pushed into the VA's system.
One leadership consultant, Eric Papp, asked the panel how he could solicit his training courses to the military. Many panelists suggested that while it's good to get on a schedule with the General Services Administration for long-term government-wide contracts, it is important to do targeted marketing. Lisa Hegarty works with the University of North Florida's Procurement Technical Assistance Center, which provides counseling for businesses seeking government contracts.
The FPDS website.gov is a very good place for you to start with learning how to figure out who's buying your products. If you go to that website, put in your NAICS code for what the FSS supply, federal supply schedule you have, see who's purchasing it. That way you'll know which agencies to focus on, whether it's the Navy, the Army, the Marines. That would be a great way for you to go.
Tomorrow, the Department of Defense's Special Operations Command will showcase some of their latest technology and weaponry at the Convention Center. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.